OpenAI has a loss in court, but that might actually be your gain. This is actually something that's really interesting to me because I feel like this directly applies to something I was doing recently. I'll tell you all about it. But essentially what has recently happened is that OpenAI has lost the ability to trademark GPT. So, you know, they said we popularized the term because of ChatGPT, and they've actually been doing this for a while trying to get it trademarked. And essentially, the answer was no, because GPT stands for Generative Pre-trained Transformer, which is like it's just like a machine learning term. You can't really trademark an acronym that's like an industry acronym that everyone uses. So in this lawsuit, they got a all caps final. They don't get any more chances to repeal this. They do not get GPT, so they can't trademark it. Jamie, what is the latest business you're going to name, put GPT in the name now that it's all fair game?
I don't know, man. I think it is becoming a more popular term. It's still in the, I would say the tech world more so than although, you know, people do refer to ChatGPT, they don't refer to it as OpenAI. So, you know, maybe OpenAI needs to lean more into their full corporate brand instead of ChatGPT.
OpenAI chat.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But, you know, I think, you know, you could, you know, I thought about a business where you could help businesses incorporate AI into their, you know, tech stack and how they market themselves and stuff like that. You could name something with, you know, I haven't thought about it too fast, but something GPT, tech stack GPT or something, you know, and,
you know. I think this is literally what was happening, right? So at the beginning when ChatGPT came out, there was so many different startups and businesses that had GPT in their name. There was like LawGPT and like all of these. And OpenAI was actually sending them all like cease and desist letters telling them, hey, we have like a pending application for the trademark on that. You need to change your name. You can't use it. And there's a bunch of people changing it. And if I'm being 100% honest, this actually happened to me. I didn't get the cease and desist. I was kind of preemptive in this. But my main podcast, which is now called AI Chat, used to be called ChatGPT, but I changed it because I'm like, yeah, they're definitely getting mad. Well, first off, it's called ChatGPT, but also just because it had the GPT in it, and I heard everyone with GPT in their names was getting banned. So I changed the name of my podcast preemptively because I thought they were going to win that copyright lawsuit. Now they lost it. I think I'll just stick with my new name now because it's, you know, it's working and it's good. But I think this is actually a big deal. There's a lot of companies that change their names, and I think that it's a well-known kind of thing. Everyone knows what ChatGPT is. So if you add GPT into the name, you don't have to say like AI customer support. You could just say, you know, customer support GPT, and people pretty much know. They're like, okay, it's like a chatting interface that does customer support, and it's a GPT. So yeah, I think it's actually kind of cool that you can do this. But there's a couple different areas I think that this will be popular. Number one, of course, any business that is using some sort of ChatGPT API, any sort of like GPT API, if that's from Claude or something else. But number two, I think like there's a ton of like courses and like Facebook groups or LinkedIn groups or like communities that have used these titles that now it's going to be like, I don't know, a little bit clearer on the branding on what exactly they do. So I'm excited for Jamie's film, for his YouTube celebrity GPT course that he's going to be dropping soon. But there's a lot of things I think you could do with this.
Yeah, I mean, my thought just went to, as you were talking about that, even like domain names, you know, I know .ai is a domain name. Is .gpt a domain that you can get yet?
I don't think it's an extension. It might happen soon though.
Okay. Yeah, especially now that it's settled. But that could be a cool way to, you know, have a website with .gpt, you know?
So I think that this is actually another thing that's a big deal, is when you have a trademark, you can actually you can ban people from getting certain domain names. So I recently went and bought like 20 AI related domain names for like a big blog project I was doing. I made like 20 blogs with a tool from AI, from AI Box. So we spun up like 80,000 different blog posts, and we created this like, you know, monstrosity, which generates a bunch of traffic for us. So it's kind of cool. And we're testing out the tool and its capabilities and its weaknesses. We learned a lot. In any case, I registered like 20 domain names. And in the process of registering those domain names, there was like, I kid you not, a handful of times where I would put in like I was trying to come up with like the most generic thing. Like I wanted it to be like AI video, AI audio. Like I was trying to like just get it like as simple and basic as possible, so it seemed as authoritative as possible. Anyways, there's a bunch of times when domain names I put in there, it was like, sorry, you can't register this domain name because there's a trademarked phrase in it. And I was like, oh my gosh. So if OpenAI did win and got this GPT trademark, they could essentially, like, beyond just all the cease and desist, like they could force people to terminate or hand over or cancel any domains. I mean, theoretically, I don't know how hard they would go and lean into this, but that had GPT in them. So that's crazy. One that I think might surprise you is Elon Musk. I could not register any domain names with the words Elon Musk in them. I don't know how he swung that deal, but that was kind of crazy to me.
That's funny that you tried that, to be honest.
Well, yeah, I did find I found a workaround hack, which I will not be revealing, but is actually one of my best performing domain names from that. So it looks like it was a good strategy after all. Apparently on the internet, people love searching for Elon Musk. So
that's awesome. I mean, yeah, like the whole domain selling business is a crazy business in and of itself. And what I noticed, cause I was trying to pick up some AI domain names for myself, they're very expensive. I mean, people are trying to sell some for like $250K, just the domain name, you know, it's crazy.
Okay. This is actually a crazy story that I think people should look into. Well, okay. First off, you bring up an amazing point, which is you could actually go and register like a bunch of domains with GPT in them now. You're not worried about they're getting seized. And that could be a business to actually sell them to people, even if it's not their main business, but as a forwarding domain. So if you could get something cool like, I don't know, Sound Effects GPT or Sora GPT. OpenAI might sue you for the Sora part, but whatever. but like you could sell those to people as like, oh, this is a good domain name that's like someone might actually type it in and they could just forward to your actual website. So I think there's a business to be made there. Okay, but what I did want to bring up is a really good point that you made of the .ai. Like if you're trying to buy a domain name with the .ai on it, it is really expensive. It's like $70 a year. The cheapest place you can get it that I found is namecheap.com. So not sponsored, shout out to them. I actually mostly hate them, to be honest, but they are the cheapest. So if you want really cheap domains and terrible service, just kidding. Don't hate me. But I've had some issues there, whatever. GoDaddy is expensive, but like their service is good. So, you know, whatever. You take that with a grain of salt. Anyways, really expensive for the .ai, right? Like $70 a year and you have to register for 2 years. So you're paying them like $150. Whereas if you're going with, you know, like a .com, you can get that for like $12 or $9 a year if you're going on like Namecheap. So anyways, it's definitely like more expensive. If you're planning on making a, you know, $1 million company, then it probably is not that, like, it shouldn't be that big of a determining factor in the grand scheme of things. But I've also started enough websites and domains that have not panned out to know that like you can only stack up so many before your domain bill gets too high. Anyways, okay. Different story, different tangent. What I wanted to say was the .ai does not actually stand for artificial intelligence. I don't know if you knew that.
No, I did not know that. Interesting.
It actually stands for, I believe it's Aguilera, which is a Caribbean island country.
Oh.
And that country, because of AI and everyone by registering these .ai domains, is making an absolute killing because they, you get it, like your country owns your country's extension domain thing. And I think they said something like, I'm trying to remember the exact numbers. You can go look this up. It was in the Financial Times. Somewhere between 40 and 60% of the country's GDP was coming from .ai domain names. And they're literally using that to fund their entire country. Like, that's you gotta like admit, that's pretty awesome, right?
That's super cool. Wow. I had no idea. That's amazing.
So anyways, I think there's so many opportunities with this new GPT thing getting overturned. I want to read one last thing that I thought was funny from the court case. It said, registration is refused because the applied for mark merely describes a feature, function, or characteristic of applicants' goods and services. OpenAI was trying to argue that they popularized it, so they should get it. But they actually found that like Amazon had used the term in a bunch of different things. And Google researchers had really are the ones that created the transformer model back in 2017. So it's kind of like dubious for them to completely try to claim that. But in any case, I think there's going to be a ton more tools like Talk GPT and, you know, Text GPT and all those kind of businesses that are going to come up now. So it's going to be interesting to see where that goes. There is no legal protection for them from GPT. If you enjoyed the podcast today, if you learned anything, we would really appreciate it if you could leave us a review. We hope you got some good business ideas. We hope that this got the wheels spinning in your heads. And we always appreciate the good feedback. If you could leave us a review, that helps more people find it. That helps us stay motivated to continue cranking out this content for you. But we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day. And we'll see you next time.